And now we're going to continue our coverage here. Ambulances and rescue workers rushed to the scene of this morning's explosion at the UN headquarters in Baghdad. Hundreds of people were working in that building, as we've heard. The injured were loaded onto U.S. Army trucks and transported to area hospitals, and that's where we're going next. NPR's Ivan Watson is at one of those hospitals. Ivan, can you describe what you've been learning?
Steve, I'm at Kindi Hospital, and some of the victims have been brought here for treatment. Most of these people are more lightly wounded. A lot of people hit by flying glass after the explosion. I spoke with one Canadian United Nations worker whose head was bandaged. There were blood stains all over his shirt. He said he was on the ground floor when the explosion happened, and he hit the ground when the blast went off. He seems to be all right, but he did stress that there are hundreds of people who worked in that building, and he saw them after the explosion all laid out on the grass of the compound directly afterwards. His final statement to me was, this is the most enormous single attack on the United Nations that I've ever heard of. This will probably change the equation here in Iraq from now on.
And yet you have to wonder if people were really surprised after this string of attacks that people have suffered through over the last several days and weeks in Baghdad and the surrounding area.
We've definitely seen that whoever these shadowy groups are that are launching the attacks, they are going after softer targets. Over the weekend, going after pieces of the infrastructure, like the water main running into Baghdad, providing water, oil pipelines, firing mortar rounds, lobbing them into a prison. And then again, 2 weeks ago, we had the Jordanian embassy blown up with an apparent car bomb, and here going after the United Nations. It is definitely a calculated move, and probably one of the goals would be to show instability and fear among the locals.
And now, Ivan, I know that earlier today you were at the scene of the explosion and you had a chance to hear Bernard Carrick, the former New York City police commissioner who is now in Baghdad helping to train a police force there. Can you just describe briefly what Carrick had to say about the cause of the explosion and any indication about who might have been responsible?
He's the top American police official in Iraq, and after inspecting the scene, he came out and said that the evidence is pointing towards a possible suicide bomb. He said definitely there's been an enormous explosion, but at that time could not give any figures for how many people were wounded or killed in this blast. I myself saw at least four truckloads of wounded people on stretchers loaded up into the back of U.S. military trucks. And taken away for medical care.
I'm also interested, Ivan, because you have had a chance to drive around the streets of Baghdad here today. When you get away from the scene of the explosion, is normal life continuing, or has this disrupted life in the city?
Beyond the blast zone and out of the area where the American military helicopters are circling overhead, there's probably at least a half dozen that have been circling throughout the afternoon there. Beyond, things look normal. It's life as usual, except here at the hospital where you have ambulances rushing in with victims and doctors treating them as any other case.
Are people coming to the hospital looking for loved ones, looking for family members?
It was a poignant scene at the blast site. You had dozens, probably more than 100 relatives and family members who were beyond the security cordon, waiting quietly with fear, some with tears dripping down their faces, for their loved ones, any information on their whereabouts.
Okay. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks very much for your work.